Felicia Morgan, November 19,
2008. Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free not to worry about providing an answer that's too in-depth or too long. That is exactly what we want. And I realize that you have already signed the consent form that you gave me. But I also want you to know you can feel free to let us know if there are any particular things you say during the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational, exhibition, or presentation materials that will be created based on your interview.
Okay.
Let's start with the first question.
Okay.
All right. Start. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. You told me you were born in?
I was born in the Canal Zone, and I lived there for about a year. And then we came to live in Rio Abajo.
What do you remember about La Boca and Rio Abajo in your earliest days?
In La Boca, my only recollection is of the place where we lived, the type of building, the board, wooden buildings. And that's basically because I think I was too small or too young to remember any other detail. And in Rio Abajo, of course, I remember my house that was also a wooden house, and all the surrounding, all the fruit trees, enjoying my grandparents at that time. They were both alive, maternal grandparents, and it was, I think, a very healthy environment.
Well, what was your childhood like, and what are your fondest memories from your childhood, maybe playing with your friends or things that you used to do as a child?
Okay, childhood memories, living in the house that was very comfortable, very warm. My grandfather, he was very loving. He could never pronounce my name correctly, but that was okay. We played, my friends and I, that lived in the neighborhood or in the street. We were very close. We would go to different activities together. We would play. We had a good time.
What kind of activities do you remember doing together?
Okay, basically going to church, going to Sunday school, the little house parties, after we were youngsters, the night of funs, and a lot of stuff that was around the church, centered with the church activities.
Can you describe for me the night of fun? What was that like?
The night of fun was like a house party, but probably on the outside of the house. And we had a lot of music played on the record players at that time. And sometimes we would have like the palm limbs covering the outside, and probably we would have a parent or two chaperoning sometimes, or the older brothers and sisters. And the music was good. And we had fun. It was healthy fun.
Hello, sorry to bring you from this distance.
Hi, how are you?
I forgot that today I was going to climb the stairs like 20 times, so I'm not wearing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, great, great. Now, tell me about your parents and grandparents. Where were they from, and how did they come to be in Panama? So first of all, where were your mother and your father from? Where were they born?
My mother and my mother was born in Panama on the Canal Zone. She was born and she grew up on the Canal Zone. She started to work on the Canal Zone, so that was basically her background. My father comes from Bocas del Toro, and then he moved to Panama. Basically, they were born in the territory of Panama.
Okay. Now, where were your maternal grandparents from?
My maternal grandparents were from Barbados, both of them.
And your paternal grandparents?
I know that my grandmother, by my father's side, was from Jamaica.
And your grandfather?
I don't know where Mr. Okay. Miller was from.
Do you know how your grandparents came to be in Panama? Why did they come to Panama?
Okay, my maternal grandparents came to be with the canal project. So that's how they got here.
And your grandmother, at your father's time?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right. I never met my grandmother.
What were their professions? What were your father and mother's professions?
My mother was and is an accountant.
Accountant,
yeah. And my father was in the line of a bookkeeper, accountant stuff also.
Okay. What about your maternal grandparents? Do you know their professions?
Okay, my maternal grandparents, my grandfather, he worked in the canal. And my grandmother, she had what I would call it, like a homemade laundry system. And that's how she helped the household, and she brought up her kids, and she was able to invest in buying the house in Rio Bajo. I think that was good. Great.
I think it's from your paternal grandparents, you're not sure what...
I know.
Okay. Now, what kind of canal worker was your maternal grandfather? Do you know exactly what he did on the canal?
I don't know what he did, but I figure he was like a manual worker. From the little stories I've heard.
Okay. What was school like for you? How and who were your teachers, and what do you remember the most about your time as a school child?
Okay, I went to school very early. I went like to 2 pre-Ks and 1 or 2 kinders because my grandmother said that I was very active. So I was going to school forever. And when I eventually got to first grade, I stayed in first grade for about a month. And then they moved me to second grade. And my elementary was good. I was a good student. I had good grades. And I had fun. The people were nice. My first teacher that made a great impression on me was Magdalena Puello. And she was not very tall. She was what we would call petite, but it was this type of black woman, probably from the coast of Colón or Darién, but she dressed so nice and she was always so well put together, and she was a great teacher. Great.
What did she teach you?
Well, at that time, you know, elementary, the teacher was the teacher. She saw everything.
What about secondary school? Any teachers?
High school, there was this lady, Regina de Valencia. She was a home economics teacher. And there were my English teachers, Ambrosine de Jameson and Egla de Lynch, and there was Gladys Ayala, and there was Enrique Williamson and Enrique Thompson. They were the type of teachers that were so into teaching, and they were so interested in you learning, that they did make a very good impression. beside the way they kept themselves, they dressed, Enrique Thompson would be coming out there and you could smell his cologne and it was, oh my God, awesome. So I had a very good time being in school.
All right, now some culture questions, back to music. Tell me again, what types of music did you grow up hearing? Who were your favorite singers and any favorite songs? Also, is there any lyrics that you would like to sing or recite for us of those favorite songs? We'd love to hear those too.
Okay, musicians at that time, The Miracles, Smokey Robinson, and when Teddy Pendergrass came out, I have the first album still, and I have Smokey Robinson's first album still, and Gladys Knight and the Pips, and mostly all the R&Bs I have, and I listen a lot to Harry Belafonte and Sparrow, and I enjoyed all of them. Those were the great
Sparrow for Calypso.
Calypso, yes. And Harry Belafonte also. Hi, baby.
Any favorite lyrics or sections of songs that really...
There is a song that I heard it just a few nights ago. Crystal Blue Persuasion, but I can't remember who the musicians were. But the rhythm was so nice, so soft, so romantic, so whatever. I always remember that little piece of music.
Alright. What music do you listen to now? And what are your favorite songs? And what about them do you like? The music of today.
The music of today, for example, the reggae and the reggaeton, at certain moments, they're okay because they're in keeping movement. If you're doing something that you need to be like wide awake, that's the moment. Then there are the R&Bs that probably take you to a specific moment and you just cool down. Then in the Latin area, I like my salsa and my merengue. And they are, I don't know what we call the music that, the ranchera, Alejandro Fernandez. I go crazy over Alejandro Fernandez, Luis Miguel, some of the music of Juanes. Probably I'm influenced a little bit by what my children listen to. But I find that all types of music have something for us to take something from. And at a given moment, music is a universal type of language. And it conveys a lot of stuff depending on the moment and your emotions.
Now, what are your favorite sayings, and where did you first hear them or learn them? Sayings you might say.
If you don't listen, you'll feel. Probably that's not the right phrase for it. And he who laughs last laughs best. And there's one that I can't. For example, my aunt used to say, "You people, I'm to you." Any other?
Do you remember?
At the moment.
Have you ever heard of Louise Bennett?
Yes.
What do you know about her?
I know that she was a teacher. She was a teacher with the Latin American schools, right?
Oh, okay. Actually, there's another Luis Venez.
Is it the same one?
This is actually a poet, a Jamaican poet, who used to perform on radio in Jamaica. But sometimes people could hear it here.
No, but I'm talking about there's someone else. That was a teacher here. Well, I don't know if she's Luis Venez.
Well, she...
I know she's Venez.
When was she around? She would have died a few years back, I believe. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's... I don't think it might be the same one. She was a teacher with an English teacher, the Luis Venez you're talking about?
Well, I don't remember if she's Luis now that you mentioned that.
Okay. All right, that's fine. And then the Mighty Sparrow, you have heard of. Now, what thoughts come to mind when you hear the Mighty Sparrow? Have you seen him perform? And what do you remember about those performances?
Okay, I never saw him perform, probably on video. But his music is so folkloric, and he sings about daily events, and he makes them so colorful. So I really enjoy listening to his music and his fame.
Like which fame? Think of like Sparrow.
Okay, there was a song about that I never eat white meat.
God. Okay.
You can edit those things I think about.
Okay. Yes, I will be editing.
Probably I can remember other things, but at the moment.
Okay, no problem. We'll move on. Did you play sports as a child?
A bit of basketball at school.
And do you still play any of these sports?
No, and what I did a lot was fencing. I was in high school. And I picked it up a couple years ago and dropped it again.
Okay. Great. So, more recently, you continue fencing.
Yeah, recently. Far recently.
But as an adult.
As an adult, yes.
Okay. What did you think about American culture as a youth growing up?
Okay, at the time that I was growing, to talk about the United States and Americans, for me was like something almost unreachable. I thought of it as something I would like to experience, but I thought that I would have never had the opportunity to go or whatever. When I thought of the music and the clothes and all the different things that you would see in magazines or read about, I thought it was spectacular if I could have had the opportunity to enjoy, to experience.
Where did you hear about the music and the clothes and
I usually had the opportunity to buy magazines because going to the clubhouse or going to the commissary, I would buy my Ebony's and my, at that time, what else was Family Circle, and there you would see lots of stuff that were not attainable in Panama.
Yeah, questions about identity now. What qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with being West Indian or West Indian?
Being organized, being family-oriented, very good providers, very good at cooking, what else can I say? Very good at bringing up kids. Having lots of values, considering that church is very important in one's life, that we should always have religious guidance. And I think that basically being a West Indian has given us a lot of things to value.
Right. Now, how has knowing English affected you positively or negatively?
Well, I would not say it has affected me negatively ever. It has always been positive, because even when I went away to Mexico, it was a plus. So I think my English has been always on the plus side.
Now, okay, are you married? You said
no. Actually, no.
And
I have been married.
Now, tell me, I know you have children, right?
Yes.
Children. What are the names of your children?
My daughter is Gianna. Gianna. And my son is Giovanni.
Yeah, and tell me a bit about them and their lives and what they do.
Okay. Gianna is a graduate from the Episcopal schools, and she went on to study biology at the beginning, and then she decided to change and study art, and she started painting, then she started teaching. At the moment she has a son, and she is into sketching and whatever else makes her happy.
What about your son, Giovanni?
Giovanni is a student of civil engineering, and his passion is to be a musician. He plays the sax, and every time he gets the opportunity, he's with some group or the other playing. And he has a son also, and I think they're healthy people. They're good.
Do your children speak English?
Both of them do. Yes, they do.
And what about the grandchildren?
Gianna's son has a lot. He's semi-bilingual.
Have any family who live overseas, and if so, where do they live?
Okay, I have sisters and brothers in New York, in Boston, in Washington, in Virginia, and my nephew is the sheriff in Newport News, Virginia. He was the first Afro-American sheriff, and he was born in Panama.
It was in Newport
News.
Wow, what is his name?
Gabriel Morgan.
And he was born in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. When your family members who live in the U.S. come to Panama, do other Panamanians see or treat them as less Panamanian and more American, or do they blend right in as Panamanian?
They don't come that often. They don't really, you know. And when, for example, when my sister comes, okay, yeah, she's treated, because there are many people that still are here that know her. So she's...
Now, have you ever been abroad or lived overseas? Where and when?
Okay, I have lived in Mexico for 3 years.
Right.
And every time I get a chance, I go to the United States.
What is your experience when you travel to Mexico or to the United States overall, and also in terms of what they know about Panama or West Indians of Panama.
Okay, in Mexico, people are always like, what would I say? Trying to get my attention, trying to talk to me. They want to know how I learned Spanish, and I'm like, you know. At the beginning, when I first went, they wanted to know, like, Panama. They said Panama, the capital of Panama was Balboa. And they thought that Panama was the canal, you know. So, that has changed over the years. And in the United States, well, everybody knows Panama for either our boxing people or either the people that are into baseball or so many other things. Now Panamanians are all over.
One last one. Okay, any message that you'd like to give to the younger generation?
Yeah, that they should first have dreams and try to follow their dreams and always think that tomorrow's going to be better. And we can do it.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for participating, and feel free to contact us.
Thank you so much.